This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. It's Monday, June 8th in the year of our Lord, 2026. 78 degrees outside under partly cloudy skies at 7:06 in the morning. We got a whole bunch to talk about this morning. A family's desperate search for a missing loved one ends in tragedy near I-44. How they made the heartbreaking discovery and why investigators still don't know exactly what happened. That's coming up. Plus, five people overdosed within minutes of each other after using what they believe to be cocaine. The warning from Oklahoma narcotics agents about potentially deadly drugs on the streets and the quick actions that saved lives. As AI becomes more common in politics, Oklahoma officials are considering new disclosure rules for campaign ads. The efforts to make sure that voters know when artificial intelligence is shaping what they see and hear. We'll take your calls and comments on that one at 405-608-4377. Plus your dad joke of the day. I've got mine. I want to hear yours. Lots coming up on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. But first, let's check out your Freedom 96.9 First News headlines. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is investigating after a family searching for a missing relative found his body near I-44 in northeast Oklahoma City on Saturday afternoon. Troopers say the man had been involved in a crash on Thursday near mile marker 138 and left the scene. Family members began searching the area and found his body about 2 days later. Authorities have not released the man's identity. The state medical examiner will determine the cause of death. The investigation remains ongoing. One person is dead after an auto pedestrian crash on I-235 in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the crash happened on Friday on the southbound lanes of I-235 near Northeast 36th. Investigators say a pedestrian was struck and killed by a vehicle. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not yet released that person's identity. Troopers temporarily shut down part of the highway while crews investigated. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. A bicyclist is recovering this morning after being hit by a car near Lake Overholster in Oklahoma City. Police say the crash happened on Sunday evening near Northeast 10th and Overholster Drive. Emergency crews responded and transported the cyclist to a nearby hospital with injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Investigators have not released details about what led up to the crash or whether any citations will be issued. The incident remains under investigation as authorities work to determine exactly what happened. Two people were hospitalized after an SUV crashed into a drainage ditch in southeast Oklahoma City. Emergency crews responded on Saturday night near Southeast 59th Street and Sooner Road, where they found the vehicle about 20 feet down in the drainage area. Firefighters worked to rescue the occupants before both were transported to the hospital. Authorities have not released information on their conditions or what caused that crash. The incident remains under investigation as officials work to determine just how the vehicle left the roadway. A police pursuit in northwest Oklahoma City early this morning ended with one person in custody after a chase that crossed multiple counties. Authorities say the pursuit began when a driver refused to stop for police and continued driving through parts of northwestern Oklahoma City before officers were able to bring the vehicle to a stop. The suspect was arrested without any major injuries reported. Officials have not released the suspect's identity. The investigation is ongoing as authorities review the events leading up to the chase. Well, five people are recovering after a suspected drug overdose in West Tulsa. Police say three women and two men believed they were using cocaine early on Sunday when they suddenly lost consciousness. A sixth person did not take the drugs and called 911. Dozens of first responders rushed to the scene and administered multiple doses of Narcan, helping to save the victims' lives. Investigators are now testing the substance to try to determine exactly what was in the drug, and the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is warning about the dangers of contaminated street drugs. UConn Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten has resigned from City Council amid growing controversy over a proposed billion-dollar data center project. Wooten announced his resignation on Saturday, just weeks after residents launched a recall effort targeting him and Mayor Brian Pillmore. Opponents of the project have raised concerns about water usage, transparency, and the impact on the community. City officials say the proposed agreement with the developer still faces several approval steps before the project can move forward. Edmond city leaders are considering a temporary pause on new data center projects as concerns grow over industry impact and water supplies, as well as electricity demand and neighborhood development. A public hearing on a proposed moratorium is scheduled for later on tonight, giving city officials time to study the potential regulations before approving additional projects. Supporters say the pause would allow Edmond to better understand the long-term effects of data centers, while opponents argue it could slow down economic development and discourage future investment. Similar moratoriums have already been approved in Oklahoma City and Tulsa this year. A dispute over a proposed housing development in Edmond is raising questions about growth and future tax revenue. The Edmond Planning Commission recently rejected plans for the Liberty Creek subdivision near Coffee Creek and Sooner Road, saying the proposal did not match the mixed-use vision approved for the area in 2023. Now, developer David Lambeth argues that the project's higher density is needed to support future retail development, utility expansion, and sales tax growth. City planners disagreed, saying the plan included too many residential lots and failed to meet key design standards. The proposal could return in a revised form. Oklahoma election officials say a proposed U.S. Postal Service rule change will not affect the state's upcoming June 16th primary election or future absentee voting procedures. The proposal, tied to a federal executive order, would create new requirements for states that use mail-in ballots, but Oklahoma officials say that the changes are still under review and face legal challenges before they take effect. State election board leaders say that voters can continue requesting and returning absentee ballots under current Oklahoma law, and they expect no disruption to election operations, at least for this year. Artificial intelligence, meanwhile, becoming a bigger issue in Oklahoma politics as state regulators consider new rules for campaign advertising ahead of the 2026 elections. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission is reviewing proposals that could require candidates and political groups to disclose when AI is being used to create or alter campaign ads. Supporters say voters deserve to know when images, video, or audio have been generated by artificial intelligence, while critics argue the new regulations could be difficult to enforce. The commission is expected to continue discussing the issue in the coming months, and we'll be discussing it on air today at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We certainly want you to weigh in on that one. A new national report ranks Oklahoma 44th in the nation for overall child well-being and 46th in education, highlighting ongoing concerns about academic performance and student success. The annual Kids Count report points to challenges including low reading and math proficiency rates, limited preschool enrollment, and a high percentage of children living in poverty. Education advocates say that the rankings underscore the need for continued investment in schools and early childhood programs, while state leaders argue that recent reforms and funding increases will take some time to improve those outcomes. The report is often used to measure how states are supporting children and families. The rising cost of child care continues to strain Oklahoma families, with many parents paying thousands of dollars each year for care while providers struggle to stay financially viable. State lawmakers are looking at several ways to expand access and reduce costs through increased funding, workforce incentives, and efforts to boost the number of available child care providers. Advocates warn that a lack of affordable child care is keeping some parents out of the workforce and creating challenges for businesses trying to fill jobs. The issue is expected to remain a major focus at the Capitol next year. A new Oklahoma law is bringing back the sale and use of bottle rockets statewide after decades of restrictions, but local governments can still enforce their own fireworks bans. Supporters say the change gives Oklahomans more freedom to celebrate holidays like Independence Day, while opponents worry about the increased fire danger, property damage, and injuries. State lawmakers approved the measure earlier this year, but cities and towns will continue to have the authority to restrict or even prohibit fireworks within their own jurisdictions. Residents are encouraged to check out local ordinances before buying or using fireworks this summer. We've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning, and we definitely want to hear from you on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number you want to dial. Let's talk about AI first. Now, we've already seen AI being used in political advertising. Some of it's pretty good. Some of it's pretty cartoonish. A lot of it's just outright crap. You can tell when it's fake. All of it, though, is designed to try to deceive you into voting one way or another. So right now in Oklahoma, there are very few laws regulating AI in political commercials or any place else for that matter. Lawmakers, they really need to get ahead of this. And you can be sure they'll be talking about it quite a bit in next year's session. It was brought up several times in this year's session, but this was one of the most dysfunctional sessions that I've ever seen in all of my years of covering Oklahoma politics. So the fact they got virtually nothing done on AI is not even a little bit surprising. The problem is that we're seeing a lot of these commercials that are popping up that have video that is pretty convincing, have audio that is pretty convincing. They have photos that have been AI generating that are pretty convincing. How do you know what's real, what's not real? You can't really believe your eyes anymore. That's part of the problem. We want you to weigh in on that, 405-608-4377. We need to have some new laws put into place. The problem is, how do you write those laws without trampling on people's constitutional rights? What exactly do those laws look like? We want to talk about it, 405-608-4377. We'll also have your dad joke of the day. Time to lighten things up just a little bit. That's coming up. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Monday morning. Yukon to downtown 21 minutes. Norman to downtown 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Construction problems. Danforth and Kelly and Edmond. May and Northwest Expressway got bridge work there. And bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th. Construction on the Kilpatrick Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
I want to introduce you to a great connection. Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your
Running
free estimate
Oklahoma
today.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson in Oklahoma City. I'm coming to see you in 2 weeks. Looking forward to it. But right now, we got a lot of news to cover this week. The world continues to be insane. The situation in Iran continues to fester. And my job is to get you through the headlines and all the breaking news right here on Freedom 96.9. And I will take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see partly sunny skies. It'll be windy, though. High of about 93 degrees tonight. Clear skies, humid, low of about 74. On Tuesday, it'll be breezy, warm, high of 92. Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 91. Summer has definitely arrived in Oklahoma. 78 degrees under partly cloudy skies at 7:21 this morning. Well, Oklahoma election regulators are taking a closer look at how artificial intelligence could influence political campaigns ahead of the 2026 election cycle. Oklahoma Ethics Commission is considering new rules that would require campaigns and political organizations to tell voters when AI has been used to create or modify ads. Backers of that proposal say that greater transparency is needed as AI-generated images, video, and audio become more common. Opponents question whether the rules could be effectively enforced, and the commission is expected to continue reviewing that proposal later on this year. This is becoming an extremely complicated, very, very highly politically charged issue. We want to hear from you on this, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So we're talking basically about transparency in political advertising. Should advertisers be told when campaign ads use AI-generated images, video, or audio? And understand, a lot of this this AI technology has become so good, it's virtually impossible to tell when certain videos are AI-generated or not, or when certain audio is AI-generated or not. And the goal of that is to deceive you into voting one way or another, so that you literally can't believe your eyes and your ears anymore. And it becomes a question of election integrity, concerns that AI could be used to create realistic but misleading content that influences voters. And we're obviously seeing a rapid growth of AI technology. It's traveling at Mach 7 right now, and it's only going to get better. Regulators are trying to keep pace with the technology that's evolving faster than election laws can. Oklahoma state legislators attempted to talk about AI this previous session and honestly failed miserably. In fact, they failed at much of what they tried to accomplish during this past session, with the Senate eventually just taking its ball and going home and just wrapping up for the session, leaving a lot of bills undone, including bills regarding AI. And we can't afford to fall behind on this right now. There's too much at stake. Disclosure requirements, the proposal basically focuses on labeling any AI-generated content rather than banning it outright. And that's probably the way this is going to go down. Trying to ban it is going to be virtually impossible. Regulating it through labeling is probably the most efficient way of doing so, and probably the most constitutional way of doing so. Policymakers are weighing voter protections against concerns about government regulation or overregulation of political messaging. There are constitutional concerns that are likely to become more significant legal obstacles to any type of Oklahoma regulation of AI-generated political ads. So right now, where it stands, political speech really sits at the core of First Amendment protections. The U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly held that government restrictions on campaign speech face the highest levels of scrutiny. Because of those legal precedents, though, Oklahoma would have a very difficult time, or any state for that matter, just outright banning AI-generated campaign ads. So the strongest legal argument for regulations is that they're not banning speech, but rather requiring disclosure. Disclosure ads are the more likely to survive this challenge. Courts have often upheld things like paid-for disclaimers, for example, or campaign finance disclosures or sponsor identified requirements. Supporters of AI argue that the labels are similar and that the speaker can still speak, the message can still be aired. Voters will simply receive additional information, in this case, information about whether or not this is an AI-generated photograph, this is an AI-generated video, it's AI-generated audio, fill in the blank. There are also what are considered to be, by the courts, compelled speech concerns. So opponents would argue that forcing campaigns to attach AI warnings is a form of compelled speech. And the legal question becomes at that point, can governments force political speakers to say something that they otherwise wouldn't say? For example, this video is produced with AI, or this audio is produced with AI. Campaigns might argue that a disclaimer itself carries a very negative implication. So, for example, every time that I'm seeing a commercial right now that I know has AI in it, I automatically disregard the rest of the commercial. You're lying to me in this portion of it. I'm going to assume you're lying to me in the entire portion of it. And as far as I'm concerned, you've just basically wasted your money. But I know that there are other voters out there that don't necessarily think that way. If they see the cackling Hillary Clinton saying, hey, thanks for your support on this, fill in the blank, then they're apt to believe that is actually Hillary Clinton's voice, for example. That's gonna sway some voters. That makes me very concerned. Now, AI doesn't automatically mean that it's deception, but the way that my brain works, it does. If I see AI, I'm assuming deception, and I'm disregarding the rest of the message. But again, not everybody thinks that way. Not everybody's wired the same way as I am, and I understand that. And that's my concern when we're talking about artificial intelligence. Mandatory labels could also stigmatize lawful political speech. So at this point, you start questioning whether anything that I'm seeing is actually legitimate or if I'm just consistently being lied to. That's a concern. Courts generally permit certain factual disclosures more rapidly than ideological disclosures, but that line's not always clear, and that's part of the problem, too, is there's a lot of problem with vagueness here. The constitutional fight is not likely to be over whether AI can be used in campaigns. I think that battle is probably already lost from a regulatory standpoint. The real question is whether states can require disclosure of AI-generated content without violating First Amendment protections. So many legal scholars are believing that carefully crafted disclosure laws have a much better chance of surviving court review than, say, outright bans. But challenges are almost certain as more and more states begin regulating political AI, including what we're looking at here in Oklahoma. So key concerns and controversies, deep fakes and misinformation are the primary ones. AI can create very convincing fake videos, audio recordings, images, things that will get somebody either elected or not elected based on how politically savvy you are, how well you're paying attention, whether you're disregarding the message altogether. Voters may have difficulty determining what's authentic, what's real, what's not real. Critics fear that last-minute fake content could spread before it can be debunked. So a lot of these ads that you're going to be seeing with AI are going to be running in the week before the 16th, leaving very little or no time for candidates to debunk that. There's a lot of concerns with this, and I'd really like to see our lawmakers getting in front of this, and that just isn't happening as rapidly as the technology is changing. Still a lot more to talk about on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. A man disappears after a crash along I-44, then his family makes a tragic discovery 2 days later. The questions that investigators are still trying to answer, plus five people collapse after using what they believe to be cocaine. The warning about the dangerous drug circulating right now in Oklahoma and artificial intelligence making its way into political campaigns. We want to hear from you on that. Plus your dad joke of the day. I've got mine. I want to hear yours. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Canada's restricting U.S. livestock imports after another screwworm case in Texas. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says it will temporarily restrict imports of livestock from affected areas of the U.S. Jet fuel prices are still climbing as the war in Iran continues to disrupt global supply lines. And now American Airlines says it's cutting back. American forces downed two more Iranian attack drones over the Strait of Hormuz during the weekend. McDonald's is modernizing more than just its menu. Here's reporter Rob Martier.
As if trying to navigate these self-serve kiosks wasn't bad enough, Restaurant Business Magazine reports the fast food giant is testing a new AI order-taking system at its drive-thrus called Arshik.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. The most important part of a car wreck case often happens in the first 72 hours before you ever even think about talking to a lawyer. What you say to the insurance company, whether you delay medical care, whether you tell someone, I'm fine, insurance adjusters look at those narratives early, and the casual statement becomes a permanent problem. And when pain shows up later, which is very common, they argue it's unrelated. Here's the truth. Adrenaline masks injuries. Neck, back, and shoulder problems don't always show up at the scene. You don't have to panic, but you do have to be smart. Document the wreck. Get checked out. And remember, the other driver's insurance company isn't on your side, no matter how friendly they sound. If you've been in a crash and something feels off, whether it's physically or financially, that's your sign to call.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Two people suffered minor injuries in a crash that occurred near Northwest 35th and May Avenue on Saturday afternoon. Oklahoma City firefighters report that one vehicle left the roadway while another ended up in a concrete drainage channel about 20 feet below the street level. Crews reportedly used a ladder to reach the occupants, who were taken to the hospital but are expected to recover. No additional details were released. Employees at two closed Granny's Kitchen locations across Oklahoma City say they're still waiting on paychecks after the restaurants abruptly shut down without prior warning. Workers at the Midwest City and Memorial Road locations report the doors were locked without warning and management stopped responding to calls. A franchisee says a dispute between business partners is behind the problem and that he's working to get employees paid as the situation remains in limbo. Officials with Lake Hefner Golf Course are asking for the public's help in identifying a man accused of stealing a golf club from its pro shop. Course officials say the same individual may also be connected to club thefts reported at Early Wine Golf Club and Kicking Bird Golf Club. If you have information, you're encouraged to contact police immediately. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
McWirth Fortifies Oklahoma, live Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCollum. McWirth Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 is the choice for voters in the June 16th primary. Get your name and message out to the voters. Call 405-456-0760. Or click on the Contact Us tab at freedom969.com.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect partly sunny skies with windy conditions reaching a high of 93. Tonight, it'll be breezy in the evening, otherwise clear and humid with a low of 74. Tomorrow will bring partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and very warm temperatures with a high of 92. By Wednesday, anticipate partly sunny weather to continue along with windy conditions and very warm temperatures reaching a high of 91. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck on Freedom 96.9. It's 78 degrees outside under mostly sunny skies at 7:36 in the morning. That means it's time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave?
Yeah.
Every fortune teller I've ever met is either incredibly depressing or way too enthusiastic.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just can't seem to find a happy medium.
Ah!
A happy medium, Dave.
I get it.
A happy medium, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's check out your Freedom 96 First News headlines on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck, Freedom 96.9.
It's not playing.
Oops, the music's not playing. Not the music.
That's not it.
Man, it must be Monday.
It must be.
Take two. There it goes. Oklahoma Highway Patrol is trying to determine exactly what happened after a family searching for a missing relative found his body near Interstate 44 in northeast Oklahoma City. Troopers say the man was involved in a crash on Thursday near mile marker 138 before leaving the scene on foot. Family members spent 2 days searching the area before locating him on Saturday afternoon. Investigators have not released the identity of the man or said what caused his death. The state medical examiner will conduct an autopsy as authorities continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding that case. One person is dead following an auto pedestrian crash on I-235 in Oklahoma City. According to Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the incident happened on Friday in the southbound lanes near Northeast 36th Street. Investigators believe a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle and died at the scene. The victim's identity has not yet been released. Portions of the highway were temporarily shut down while troopers documented the scene and gathered evidence. Officials have not yet said what led to the collision, and that investigation remains ongoing. A bicyclist is expected to recover after being struck by a vehicle near Lake Overholster. Oklahoma City police say the crash happened on Sunday evening near Northwest 10th Street and Overholster Drive. Emergency responders treated the cyclist before transporting that person to a local hospital with injuries that were not considered to be life-threatening. Authorities have not released any information about the driver involved or what may have caused the collision. Investigators are still reviewing the circumstances of the crash and have not yet announced any citations or charges expected. Two people taken to the hospital after their vehicle left the roadway and crashed into a drainage ditch in southeast Oklahoma City. Emergency crews were called to the area of Southwest 59th Street and Sooner Road on Saturday night, where they found the vehicle roughly 20 feet below road level. Firefighters worked to safely remove the occupants before both were transported for medical treatment. Officials have not released the details yet about their injuries or what caused the crash. Investigators are continuing to examine the scene and figure out exactly how that vehicle ended up in the ditch. Five people are expected to recover after a suspected overdose at a Tulsa home. Police say three women and two men lost consciousness after what they believe was cocaine they'd taken on Sunday morning. A sixth person who did not take the drug called 911. First responders administered doses of Narcan and were able to revive those victims. Investigators are now testing the substance involved, while the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is warning the public about the growing danger of contaminated street drugs. We want to talk to you about that one this morning. We've definitely got a problem here in Oklahoma. 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of that conversation. UConn Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten has stepped down from city council as debate continues over a proposed billion-dollar data center development. Wooten announced his resignation over the weekend, weeks after a recall effort was launched against him and Mayor Brian Pillmore. Critics of the project have raised concerns about transparency, water consumption, and potential impacts on the community. City leaders say several approvals are still required before an agreement with the developer can be moving forward. Edmond City officials are weighing a temporary halt on a new data center development as questions continue about the industry's impact on infrastructure and resources. A public hearing on the proposed moratorium is scheduled for tonight, giving city leaders an opportunity to evaluate possible regulations before approving future projects. Supporters say a pause would provide some time to study long-term effects on water usage, power demand, and surrounding neighborhoods. Opponents argue it could discourage investment and slow economic growth. Similar pauses have already been adopted in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa. A disagreement over a proposed housing project in Edmond is sparking debate over future growth and revenue opportunities. The Edmond Planning Commission recently denied plans for Liberty Creek subdivision near Coffee Creek and Sooner Road, saying the proposal did not align with a mixed-use development vision approved several years ago. Developer David Lambeth contends the increased housing density would help to support future retail growth and increase utility improvements while improving sales tax revenue. Planning staff disagreed, citing concerns about design standards and the number of residential lots. The project could return for consideration in some other revised form. Oklahoma election officials say proposed changes involving mail-in ballots will not affect voters participating in the June 16th primary election. The proposal, linked to a federal executive order, would establish new requirements for states that conduct voting by mail. However, state officials say the measure remains under review and faces multiple legal challenges before it could take effect. Election leaders say Oklahoma voters can continue requesting and returning absentee ballots under current law and expect no disruptions to election administration this year. Artificial intelligence is becoming an increasingly important issue in Oklahoma politics as regulators examine new rules for campaign advertising ahead of the 2026 election cycle. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission is considering proposals that would require campaigns and political organizations to disclose whether AI has been used to create or modify advertisements. Supporters say voters should know when things like images, audio, or video have been generated through artificial intelligence. Critics question just how these rules would be enforced. The commission is expected to continue evaluating the proposals in the months ahead. A new national report places Oklahoma 44th in the county for child well-being and 46th in education, renewing concerns about student achievement and quality of life indicators. The annual Kids Count report cites challenges including low reading and math scores and limited preschool participation, as well as significant percentage of children living in poverty. Education advocates say the findings highlight the needs for continuing investments in schools and early childhood programs. State leaders point to recent reforms and increased funding, saying that those improvements may take some time to appear in statewide rankings. The cost of child care remains a growing challenge for Oklahoma families as parents face rising expenses and providers struggle with staffing and operating costs. Lawmakers say that they're exploring options to increase access and affordability through additional funding, workforce incentives, and programs designed to expand the number of child care providers. Advocates warn that a shortage of affordable care is preventing some parents from remaining in the workforce and creating hiring challenges for employers. The issue is expected to remain a major topic during next year's legislative session. A new Oklahoma law is once again allowing the sale and use of bottle rockets across the state, ending restrictions that had been in place for decades. Supporters say the change gives residents greater freedom to celebrate holidays and special occasions with fireworks. Opponents, however, worry that the measure could increase the risk of fires, injuries, and property damage. While the law permits bottle rockets statewide, local governments will continue to have the authority to impose their own restrictions or bans. Residents are encouraged to check out local regulations before purchasing or using fireworks this summer. Well, we've got a whole bunch we want to talk about today. Five people taken to the hospital after they overdosed while taking what they thought was cocaine. Chances are it was probably cut with fentanyl. We have a drug problem here in Oklahoma, and it's across the country. But we've also got a problem with these drug dealers who are cutting their product with deadly fentanyl. The reason that they do it is cocaine is very expensive. Fentanyl is not as expensive. So if you cut the cocaine, the raw cocaine with fentanyl, you're actually making more of a profit, but at the risk of killing off your clients. So what's the solution? We want to hear from you, 405-608-4377. Do we have a drug problem here in Oklahoma, in your opinion? And what do we do to solve that problem? Are there enough resources that are available? The the common answer would be to throw more money at it. I don't know if that's always the solution. Is it more education? More than likely, yeah, that's the case. Is it making people realize that what they think they're taking as leisure drugs could be laced with poison, and that effectively every time you take these drugs, you're playing a game of Russian roulette? 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in on the conversation. If you've struggled with drug addiction yourself, or if you know somebody who struggled with drug addiction, we definitely want to hear from you. 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Monday morning. Yukon to downtown 21 minutes. Norman to downtown 28 minutes. Edmond to downtown 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Construction problems. Danforth and Kelly in Edmond. May and Northwest Expressway got bridge work there. And bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th. Construction on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill penis enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Listening to citizens solving problems, delivering results. Progress through performance. It's action you can see.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th. Managing county government, improving roads and bridges, providing core services, and keeping our communities safe. I respectfully ask for your vote to continue the progress in Canadian County.
On June 16th, re-elect Conservative Republican Tom Mansky.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2026.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I went to Starbucks and I was tired of ordering the toasted coconut latte and it was hot.
Could I have the tropical butterfly lemonade refresher?
And it said refreshing. I'm looking to be refreshed.
Was it refreshed?
So yes.
Do you feel refreshed?
Mark Thiessen is here. So Allison thinks it's the funniest thing she ever heard, but I enjoyed it.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. Starting to feel like June out there. Today we'll see partly sunny skies, windy with a high of 93 degrees tonight. Clear skies, humid, low of 74 on Tuesday, breezy, warm, maybe a chance for a late afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 92 degrees. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 91 degrees. It's 78 degrees under partly cloudy skies here in Oklahoma City right now at 7:50 in the morning on the 8th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2026. We definitely want to hear from you this morning, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, if you want to be part of the conversation. Tulsa police say that five people narrowly escaped death after a suspected drug overdose at a West Tulsa home on Sunday morning. Investigators say three women and two men became unconscious after using what they believed was cocaine at a residence just over on the west side of town. A sixth person who did not use the drug called 911 for help. Emergency crews responded and administered multiple doses of Narcan, successfully reviving all five of the victims. Authorities are now testing the substance involved, and while the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is warning that dangerous and potentially deadly drugs are increasingly being mixed into street narcotics, we definitely want you to weigh into this one because this is a serious problem here in Oklahoma and across the country. 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the story. 405-608-4377. I don't believe that somebody was trying to intentionally poison these people. I think the more likely scenario is they got a dose of cocaine, and that cocaine was cut with fentanyl or with some other drug similar to fentanyl that is very, very highly potent, and it's oftentimes used as the cartels are bringing this stuff over illegally. As they're bringing this stuff over, oftentimes they're lacing cocaine and other drugs. We've even seen it in weed with very potent drugs like fentanyl. Fentanyl is a synthetic drug. It was used initially in medical treatments. It's used to knock you out, and it certainly does that. But when it's produced in places like oftentimes Mexico or China, it can be produced very, very strong or very, very weak. And the people who are administering it to the cocaine, these aren't people who graduated from pharmacology college with a master's degree in pharmacology. These are people who are just kind of sprinkling it on, and wherever it lands, and they honestly don't care if you live or die, because if you die, oh well, there's other people that are willing to replace you because of our insatiable appetite for getting high in America. And I think that's one of the key talking points here that we need to discuss. But fentanyl is showing up like crazy in recreational drugs. A lot of users believe they're taking cocaine, meth, or counterfeit prescription pills, when in reality, fentanyl is being mixed into those drugs to try to cut them. And users who don't really consider themselves to be opioid users may have little or no tolerance to fentanyl, making the overdoses more likely. And that's something that we're seeing every single day. We're also seeing, I work for the sheriff's office when I'm not playing radio show host, and we're seeing regularly people who are so hopelessly addicted to these drugs, including fentanyl, that will arrive on scene. We've had several cases where we've arrived on scene, somebody calls because somebody is overdosing on drugs like fentanyl, and we'll administer Narcan. And what the Narcan does, it's a nasal spray. You spray it up the nose, and it almost instantly undoes the effects of the opioid. Literally does it within seconds, if not minutes. And sometimes you have to give two or three shots of it for it to work. But we've had cases where we've revived somebody who is flatlining, somebody who is technically dead, somebody who's about to high-five Jesus. We revive them, and their response is to be angry with us because we've taken away their buzz, because we've taken away their high. And it's like, we just saved your life. Well, I don't care. You also took away my high. And that's how their brain has been rewired because of these drugs, that the high is the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter that I almost died. It doesn't matter that my brain is turning to tapioca pudding. The only thing that matters is my next high. And it doesn't matter what relationships I ruin in my pursuit of that. It doesn't matter that I've destroyed my career. It doesn't matter that I am homeless. The only thing that matters is chasing that next high. And we need to do more to try to get those people the help that they need. And oftentimes that means through incarceration. And that's one of the problems that we're seeing at the Oklahoma County Jail. The vast majority of people that are there have either mental health issues or addiction issues or some combination thereof. And unfortunately, we're just warehousing them in there. And I would like to see more drug court usage going on. I'd like to see more people being told, look, here's the deal. Either you get off these drugs and we'll help you do it, or you're going to prison. One way or another, you're getting off this stuff. We can do it the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. So this is a case, too, in Tulsa where Narcan really saved lives. The fact that all five people survived highlights the effectiveness of Narcan. First responders reportedly administered multiple doses. It's becoming more and more common with these fentanyl-related overdoses. At the sheriff's office, we're required to carry Narcan. I carry some on my duty belt, and I also carry some in my car. And I always feel like I don't have enough Narcan because you come across these people all the time. And in a case like this where you've got five people who are unconscious, overdosing, actively overdosing, having one or two shots of Narcan just ain't going to do the trick. And you don't want to be put in a position where you have to make that decision, which person lives, which person dies. We as Oklahoma, make Narcan readily accessible. I think that's a good idea. There's some people who disagree with me. There's a case that reinforces law enforcement warnings that there may be no reliable way to actually know what's within the drugs that you're taking. And that's what this really highlights, is these folks were playing Russian roulette. They think they're getting cocaine. The reality is they're getting cocaine mixed with something else. And again, at this point, we just don't know exactly what it is. It's being sent to the lab. It's being tested. My guess is it's probably fentanyl, but there are so many fentanyl-like drugs now, too, that are coming out almost on the daily that you just never know what it is exactly that you're dealing with. Fentanyl remains a major driver of overdose deaths nationwide, and we're seeing it here in the metro as well, not just in Oklahoma City, but in the outlying areas. It can be anywhere. There's nobody who's immune from this. Stories like this really demonstrate that the issue extends way beyond traditional opioid addiction and can affect recreational drug users as well. People who aren't, you know, when you're thinking drug user, you're thinking the homeless guy that's living underneath the bridge. That's not necessarily the case. Oftentimes, it's the people who are doing the party drugs who don't realize that what they're doing is laced with fentanyl. It's the people who are smoking weed who don't realize that their weed is laced with fentanyl. And sometimes the way you find out is the hard way. A lot of controversies in terms of harm reduction versus tough on crime. This is one of the biggest policy debates. Harm reduction advocates are arguing more Narcan should be available. I agree with that. Fentanyl test strips should be legal and widely distributed. I agree with that. Public education can reduce overdose deaths. I agree with that. Critics, though, and these are valid points, say that harm reduction measures may normalize illegal drug use, encourage illegal drug use, that resources should focus on prevention and treatment and enforcement rather than accommodating a bunch of drug users. And the primary response should be targeting dealers and traffickers. I kind of go both ways with that. But I've talked with people who have said to me, in so many words, let Darwin take over on this one. If you're stupid enough to take drugs, you're stupid enough to know the consequences of doing that. I don't believe that. People make mistakes. People do dumb stuff all the time. I do dumb stuff all the time. I'm sure that you do dumb stuff all the time. Maybe not to that degree, but there's more and more people that are taking weed for medicinal uses. Should those people be, no pun intended, weeded out with Narcan? I don't think so. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. We hope to see you again tomorrow at the very same bad time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Have a great day.